The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider, Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side. Folks, I've been telling you all month about how great Alta Equipment is for all your sales and rental needs. More brands, more selection than any other construction equipment company in Michigan. But what separates Alta from the rest? Well, it's their product support team, servicing all makes and models. Alta service techs are the best in the business. Uptime matters at Alta. Caterpillar, John Deere, Komatsu, Case, Alta services and repairs it all. And with their premier rebuild center in New Hudson, to service centers in Detroit, Flint, Grand Rapids, Gaylord, Traverse City, and the Sioux, there is only one option when your equipment needs repair, and that is Alta Equipment, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't let downtime cost you money. Call Alta at 844-GO-TO-ALTA. Again, 844-GO-2-ALTA, or visit them at altaequipment.com. So we were having that conversation last hour about, you know, all of the headlines about Urban Meyer's comment about Michigan not being sorry about running up the score. He didn't feel bad about it at all. And why should he? It was like the biggest nothing out there. Got a text from Zeke about it. He said the problematic quote from Urban was him saying Joe Milton was the next Cam Newton. He said, unfortunately, our fans believe that crap. I think I have to go back and find Urban Meyer's comment about Cam. I mean, and having been, you know, seen Cam physically, it, you know, I think it was the same kind of comparison that Devin Gardner made on the show. You remember Devin came on and he talked about how Joe's 6'5", 245, said he's a big human being, a quarterback. That moves well. He's not going to run 80, but, you know, a big guy with some athleticism that can, you know, he can scramble for some yards too. He was making a physical comparison with height and, you know, size, with his numbers. He wasn't saying, and I even transcribed his quote at the time. He didn't say that Joe Milton is Cam Newton, are going to be the next Cam Newton. It was
I have the full quote. You want
reference.
It?
Yeah, absolutely.
Joe Milton got named the starting quarterback. What are we going to see from him? This is a big dude, 6'5", 245 pounds. Kind of reminds me of the Cam Newton build. Great arm. I'm not saying he is Cam Newton, but great arm and can run, dot, dot, dot. So look alike, Sam.
That was Urban's quote?
That was, oh, you know what? I take that back. That was Matt Leinart's quote. Urban Meyer's is, let me tell you real quick about Joe Milton. During our game in the pregame warmups, I'd always walk out, start looking at the personnel, check them out, and I was like, who's that cat? That is a Cam Newton lookalike, and he's got a hose, and he can run. They need to perform at that position. So there's the Urban Meyer quote. Again, a lookalike quote.
Right.
And he's got a cannon of
an arm. Didn't say, no one said that Joe Milton is going to be the next Cam Newton. Devin didn't say it. Matt Leinart didn't say it. Not even Urban Meyer didn't say it. And, you know, if anyone was going to say it, it'd be like the setup of the century, right? for Urban Meyer to say it. And he didn't do it either. So, I think it's important that we pay close attention to exactly what they said.
Well, Sam, you know what the problem is, right?
Devin?
The problem is that he didn't learn the lesson that you've learned years and years and years ago, which is you have to repeat 12 times on the air before you give a comparison that it's just a comparison of a lookalike. He didn't say that. He only gave the comparison one time, and so people ran with it. You've done a much better job of disclaiming these quotes. And maybe he needs more disclaimers.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. People take, it's like quick glance. And let's say something based on that quick glance. At Devin's quote, to give it to you, he said, I think the most impressive thing is his athletic ability as such a huge guy. I don't think people know how big this man is. When you look at him, you think of Cam Newton. You know how big Cam is because you see him so much. We haven't seen a whole bunch from Joe, but Joe is all of 6'5". When he puts those cleats on, he's darn near 6'7", and he's 250 pounds. A man. And the way he moves in the pocket, he's not going to run for an 80-yard touchdown maybe, but he moves and carries himself so well in the pocket because he's a supreme athlete. Now, again, that is a physical stature, size, athleticism kind of comparison. That's not saying he's going to be Heisman Trophy winner, number one draft pick, franchise quarterback for the Carolina Panthers for years. He didn't say. Now, we can hope that he will be that, but that is not what any of those individuals said. Just giving you a picture of what his physical characteristics are. And Ira, let me say that I agree with that. I think that is legit. That is a great physical comparison for Joe Milton. And when you see how Devin is right, you're around him, you see him fix that, man, this dude, you know, all of 6'5", 6'5", 6'6", and 250. And when you watch him run, it is that kind of running style. You know, he's going to reel off 10, 15 yards in a chunk play, but where his running ability will really stand out to me is the yards after contact. Like, the first guy hardly ever brings Cam down. Last week, notwithstanding, of course, where he gets upended, you know, trying to get across the goal line.
Shout out to Delano
Hill. By the first guy, but how many times do you see Cam Newton lower his shoulder and get 2-3 extra yards? Now, you know, again, is that why Cam wound up being hurt? You got to be judicious with that. You don't want him, you know, doing that all the time. But when he does run, he is going to be a load to bring down. Not going to run 80, but going to run 8. And consistently, when he gets out of there, I think you can see him do that because he's going to get some positive yards once he can turn his shoulders upfield. So I think, though, as we do the over-under, and, you know, I heard from some people yesterday about my conservative view of the season at this point. You know, will it change as I hear things out of fall camp? Potentially. But I'm taking note of the fact that everything that we've heard up to this point had been without pads. Encouraging, sure, but a lot of newness when you consider this group of offensive linemen, which I think is going to be very, very good. But, you know, Michigan has in my opinion, I guess EA agreed yesterday. It was Mike Spad who said, this is the toughest opener of any Big Ten team. I agree with that. You know, Michigan being at Minnesota is a tough row to hoe out the gate, especially with Rashad Bateman back. And while I think that I'm so excited about what I think he's going to be. I mean, I do think Joe's going to be outstanding. Do I think that he's going to be outstanding out the gate? I think it's going to take some time to get there. You know, especially when you don't have your Braylon Edwards as a first-time starter. I mean, that is, to me, what Nico Collins was going to be. And so was Chad Henne out the gate, Ira? I remember Chad Henne struggling mightily down there at Notre Dame. Now, granted, you aren't starting this season in a hostile environment. You're starting it on the road, but it won't be a hostile environment. But still, you know, in your first start, you're going out there with a mostly new offensive line. You know, you got a seasoned guy in Jalen. You got a couple of starts under Stuber's belt and a couple of starts under Ryan Hayes' belt. But this group together is going to be new. I think you're going to have Roman Wilson starting at one receiver. You know, who's going to be the X? Are you going to have Ronnie Bell play the X? Is going to be Cornelius Johnson stepping up? If it's Ronnie Bell moving from the slot to the X, then you're still going to have a guy who played some in the slot, but not, it's still going to be new as a starter. So you got to have at least two new starters out there at the receiver position. A lot of newness out there offensively. And that's why when I look at it, and then you look at the other side of the football, and they get Rashad Bateman back, and Ambry Thomas is gone. I mean, that is, again, you think about it, and it's the toughest opener for a team that is in the mix, in the conversation, to be in contention for the league. Like, no one's expecting Nebraska to be in contention for the league, so opening up with Ohio State doesn't really matter. Nebraska isn't going to be good this year. So of the teams that count, of the teams that are worth a damn, I think that Michigan has the toughest draw. And therein lies sort of my nervousness out the gate about, you got all these new pieces, they get a big piece back, and me thinking that it probably will take a little time for the new pieces to the puzzle, because they're so new, to all together and all come together and perform at a really exceptional level. It's why right now, you know, I had to give my projection as of now, it was 7-3. Let's see what it, you know, see if that changes based on what I'm hearing out of fall camp. You know, how guys are looking once the paint is swapped, and the banging is going on. That might change some things. And you know, I do know that there's still some of the guys on the team. Maybe I shouldn't even say this to raise people's expectations. I'm qualifying this as such. There are some guys on the team that are still holding out a glimmer of hope for Nico. They're saying they're still going to talk to him and that kind of thing. I just, you know, I mean, guy tells you no a couple of times, I'm just, you know, I'd be pleasantly surprised. Let's just put it that way. I'd be pleasantly surprised, but there are those in there that still have hope that it could somehow, some way, it could happen. And here's the thing, Ira. I mean, he is in classes. I mean, he wouldn't have to get enrolled or anything. So, you know, he that wouldn't be a hurdle for him if he were to decide. I mean, he doesn't even have, technically, he wouldn't have to, he doesn't have to be to give word right now to participate in the season. And I think that's why some guys are still holding out hope. Me, I'm just like, you got to plan to be without him. And planning to be without him at this point, you know, that first game looks really, really, really tough to me. Now, maybe it'll look not as tough once we start to hear how guys are progressing once the pads go on. Really interested in that number two corner spot. You know, really interested to hear how things are developing in the receiver core. A lot of great praise about Roman Wilson. I said this, I think, earlier in the week. I know I said it when I was a guest on the show. Michigan has more speed in its receiving core than it had last year. And that is taken into account that you put Donovan Peoples-Jones on a watch like they did, and he's going to run 4-4 all day. But you just added two more guys that can do that. And then some, when you talk about Roman Wilson, who he's gonna crack 4-3. You know, legit 10-600-meter guy. So they have that at their disposal now. Someone asked me, how do I think the offense is going to change? Are they going to less RPOs? No, I don't think they're going to have less RPOs. That's a staple of the offense. How do I think it's going to change? I do think that they are going to push the ball down the field more. The comparison that I used is what Ohio State did with Justin Fields last year. Same offense, but tweaked with more downfield elements to it, making sure that we are going to press. We saw it in the game against Michigan. I mean, that was the game plan, at least from a passing perspective, push it down the field. When you got a guy that can wing it like that, give him some of those things to take advantage of that. I think that's what Josh is going to do with Joe. Definitely think you're going to see him stretch it more. And now, do I think that any of those guys individually will be what I projected Nico to be? No. Certainly not out of the gate. But by the end of the season, this is another question I got. Will they be average or above average? I think by the end of the season, they'll be above average. You know, can they be that out the gate? Again, tough to project with so many new pieces to the puzzle. What say you, Mr. Weintraub?
So for me, you spend a lot of time talking about the quarterback position, but to me, it actually hinges upon the guys in front of them first. I think the Jalen Mayfield return is huge for this team. I think the biggest thing that this team got was actually added a few years ago when Ed Warner joined the squad. And I think Ed Warner gets those guys ready to play earlier than the newer members of lines have been coming together for Michigan in the last decade or so. And so I expect the offensive line, while they're not going to come out and be, you know, humming like no problem in the first game, I think they're going to be in a pretty good spot. And I think that's going to be what ends up being the key to going into a tough environment, just because you're on the road, as you mentioned, the fans. But going on the road for that opening game against a tough opponent, I think having the offensive line play solidly in that opener allows Joe to ease in, because you're going to have that means he's a little more protected. That means the running game should be a little more effective. And if those things are happening, meaning Ed's guys do their job, that to me is where the beginning of the season hinges. Because I expect Joe to have his ups and downs. He's going to have, I mean, the guy can throw the ball 80 yards down the field. So we know he can throw the deep ball when he gets time. He needs time, right? The receivers need to have a chance to get down the field. Now, we blink and Wilson's down the field, but he still needs that time to be protected. So to me, it's going to hinge first along the offensive line, because Joe has the talent. It's going to take time to refine it and be game ready where he's, you know, he hasn't started a game. So I think most of us understand that. I have seen a few fans out there that are anointing him savior and all these other things, which is ridiculous because he's a quarterback. He's going to, he does need to play at a high level. There's no question about it, but you need to let him, you know, start a game before you start saying things about the kid, right? But the offensive line with Jalen Mayfield, with Ryan Hayes, I think those guys have a chance to be really good this year. It may take a moment, but I think that the Minnesota game will be a good barometer for them. And I think they can go and be strong from the beginning, because I have faith in what Ed Warner brings to the table. And if those guys play a good game at Minnesota, that puts them in a position to win the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to condition people to, I mean, you can't expect him to be, play like an experienced guy out the gate. I mean, I think there are going to be some mistakes. What you hope for is that they are limited, that they are numerous. There aren't several of them. But you know the mistakes are going to be there. I mean, you think to the touchdown pass that he threw to Giles. You remember he threw it. He was excited and he was jumping up and down. And he came to the sideline and Josh grabbed him and got in his face. You remember that scene? And it may have been Giles that he talked to. I can't remember which one it was, but the point that I remember hearing about Josh making was that, you know, that wasn't necessarily where he was supposed to go with the ball. Great result, but was the process that got you there, was that how it was supposed to go? Now, you know, it's a fine line that coaches have to walk in situations like that, because you have some guys can just make plays, Ira, and I've talked to enough coaches to know that they sometimes run into a situation where a guy process wise or procedure wise maybe is not the way you coach him to do it. This is not the you know, the read sequence, if you will. This is not where you're supposed to go. But the guy is so good, you know, maybe he hasn't an understanding of how things are, you know, a look he got or a particular player, or maybe he just knows his arm and he can get it there, that he might freelance a bit and make a play. When is that allowed? I think in Joe's case, that it's going to have to be earned. I think he has that potential. I think that's one of the things is I hear about him in practice. You know, you could have a play and he could just, I mean, he could go to the other side. He could go to the side of the field. He ain't supposed to be over there. Why are you on this side of the field, Joe? But it's a touchdown, Ira. It's a touchdown that he just threw. It's like, coach, it's a TD, coach. I mean, but maybe once you get some, you build up that field credibility, more of that leeway will be given. There won't be those instances like when they came to the sideline after Joe threw that touchdown pass and Josh was on them, was like, what was that? You won't get that the more success that they have on the football field. So I think he has that potential where he's going to be able to, you know, get outside, make some plays, maybe, you know, come off a read that technically he should be on and make a play, and it's a big play and it be okay. I think we're going to see him get to that point. Will it be out of the gate? I'm not expecting that out of the gate, Mr. Weintraub, but I definitely, you hear some of the things. I'm not going to mention some of the names that have been mentioned when they talk about, hey man, this, some of the freelance stuff he does is, it looks like so and so, and it looks like that guy, and it looks like that guy. And you know, it's just practice. It's without pads, and you know, sometimes you're talking about, ah, man, it's technically not what you're supposed to do. But you're mesmerized with the potential. You hope he gets there. You hope he can get there quicker than a lot of guys who are first time starters do. We'll have to wait to see once they start playing games. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the Ticket.